Are there more buyers in the market or more sellers in the market?
Well, I'll tell you what's great is that we're starting to see growth in listings, right? So it's still not balanced, but the fact that just in the last month, we've seen the growth of homes on market up 13% from last year. So that's a huge jump, right? And so it's still not an even playing field, but I can say that we're showing more property. Buyers are having more options available to them. It's still not precluding multiple offers because of certain price ranges. You know, the competition is fierce, but we are seeing more inventory. Like I said, it's up 13.3% from last year this time.
So let's say you are a buyer this time of year. What can you expect going into this market as we start to heat up for the summer?
So my suggestion is be prepared. Go to your lender. Give them everything that you need to get through underwriting. Because what's happening is we're still getting cash offers. And people are waiving appraisal, you know, doing appraisal waivers. So the more prepared you are, I just sold a listing of mine up in Rochester, Oakland Township area. It was at 599. And I had 60 some odd showings, 10 offers. And the ones that my seller looked at were cash with the right to get a mortgage, meaning you're getting a mortgage, but you've already gone through that underwriting process. You can show that you have cash in the bank should there be an issue with you getting a mortgage, but you know you're going to get one. And that's the way to be competitive as a buyer. Get your systems in place. Make your application, pay for that application, get your taxes in. Be ready is what I recommend.
So it looks like the mortgage rates are going back up. Is that playing a factor, what you're seeing?
No, I saw that. Yes, I saw it yesterday. And, you know, the T-bill is definitely, you know, it's up. And with a new Fed chair, I don't know what he's going to do. You know, so it does create some uncertainty. You know, the economists are saying that he most likely is going to raise rates. I still want to keep into perspective, anything between 5% and 7%, you are still buying money favorably. It's not like it was in the 80s, early 80s, late 70s, when it was 13, 15, 16, 17%. So, some people, though, what they're doing is they're borrowing against their own money, right? So if you might have your money invested with a financial planner, you can do what's called an LMA. And those rates have a tendency to be maybe a point less. So there are some creative ways with which you can get money, especially if you save money.
Is home building playing a factor right now, new home builds?
Well, I'll tell you that, you know, we are seeing fewer newer constructions. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that land value is so high. So you're seeing fewer speculators coming into the market than you did four years ago, 5 years ago. And so I think that we still want new construction. It's still a very popular product. We're just having less of it, so the price of the new construction is going really high.
And I guess the Michigan House, they were talking about cutting property taxes. Do you think that'll play a factor in the real estate market, people buying?
Listen, our millages are high. We pay a lot for property taxes in Michigan. The more that they can put back into the consumer's pocket so that they can either save, right? Because we want people to save money, not just keep spending, the better, right? And I think that if we can cut those property taxes back, it also brings, the buyer has to bring less to closing, right? So it's going to help a lot.
Is there anything else that we should mention that we haven't discussed?
Well, you know, it's interesting. When you look at the statistics, you know, the closed sales are down year to date from last year, which is very interesting. But I think that has a lot to do with, we had a very soft first quarter. I think it was just so cold and, you know, people were not making decisions that April's numbers were affected. But I'm seeing a shift. I'm seeing more closings, more activity, more offers, more listings. So it's a really good market. So if you're interested in selling or buying, it's a good time to get in.